Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Backcountry in Des Moines, a boutique that believes, as Twain said, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Located at 2702 Beaver Avenue, Backcountry curates clothing and gear for people who travel in mind now and in person soon.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. We are living through strange and difficult times. This is a period in history that will not be forgotten. And you can contribute to the historical record by keeping a diary. Betsy Rubiner is a freelance writer and journalist in Des Moines. She has been keeping a diary for 47 years, and she is on the line with me. Hello, Betsy.
Hi, Charity. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for talking with me today. And there is a tradition of recording life during times of plague. Why do you think times like this inspire people to keep a journal?
Well, I've thought about that as I've kept a journal for what feels like forever. I think people are shut in. They have more time on their own, unless they've got kids at home or some other obligations. We're trapped with our thoughts and our fears and our worries, and we probably need to release them. And I think there's also a sense that this is an extraordinary time that you may want to record it for the future. You may, want to share it with your family. You may want to donate your diaries, as I've decided to do, to the Iowa Women's Archives at the University of Iowa. You may want to let other people in the future know about what's going on. I've also sort of thought that in some ways writing a diary can be almost a hopeful act because you're anticipating perhaps a day when you can read back over your diary in this strange period and it's over.
When you write a diary, you're not necessarily thinking about an audience. You're not necessarily thinking about anybody else reading it. So are plague diaries or pandemic journals, are they different from writing a diary during normal times?
That's an interesting thought. I think people that write diaries write them in different ways. As part of the book that I'm working on, I have gone back to look at who am I writing for? What was I writing? Why was I writing it? And I found that, it depends on the day. Most of the time, I'm mostly writing it for myself, but there's been periods of time when there's just something so momentous going on, whether it's in the world or in my personal life, that I'm writing it for posterity. And so I think the pandemic, and I think some of the, racial unrest that we've had in the last couple of days, I have the sense that, especially now that I am donating my diaries and do realize that someday somebody may read them, I do have the sense that this is something important that I need to write down and think about.
What started you writing a diary 47 years ago?
I didn't really know the answer because, to be honest, I don't look at my diaries. They've been sitting in a fireproof filing cabinet in my office. They're sort of busting out. There's about 76 of them. And I didn't exactly know. So I went back and thought maybe my diaries could answer that. And I found it in my first diary that I'd kept daily, which was when I was 13. And it's not a huge surprise. I wanted to be a writer. And I thought that I should just start writing. And the diary seemed the way to do it. I think as time has gone on, it's really my motivation has changed. I think it's become part of who I am. It's just like brushing your teeth. I do it every night. I can't imagine not doing it. And it helps me personally. It helps me sort out issues that I may be having wherever. It helps me try to figure out what's going on in my life. It helps me professionally as a writer. It's very liberating compared to the kind of writing that I do normally in my working life.
Why do you think it is important to you? Because I think for a lot of people who don't write diaries, it sounds maybe like a chore. But
yeah.
Obviously this is something that brings a lot of value to you.
Yeah, it is a chore. A lot of people consider writing a chore, and I get that. Frankly, it's become less of a chore for me. I don't I'm not worried about a blank piece of paper or a blank computer screen because I just sit down every night and write. So I'm used to it. But I think, again, it just, for me, it's helped me just figure out how to be in the world and how to live and how to make sense of things sometimes that aren't senseless. You know, I can go back and look at my journals, which I, you know, I don't do very often, but I've been doing lately. And even just going back and looking at them now, you know, even going back to like other crises that we've had, I realize I thought the world was ending back then and it didn't end. We made it, we survived. So whether it be, you know, times where there was, you know, my mother was getting ill and I was very upset about that, or whether it be, you know, difficulties, you know, challenges with kids or at work, whether it be Nixon's resignation, they're in there. I've gone back to look at my diaries to see what events I did and didn't chronicle, which has actually been very interesting. So there's things in there, you know, obviously 9/11 and stock market crashes and, you know, recessions. They're all in there, and we survive them. And that can be of use, too, I think, to people. If they're upset about things, they can go back and see how we made it through.
What do you suggest people write about? Because I have read some some diaries that have been archived, and I have read some diaries that honestly are very boring.
Oh, yeah.
I've read some that are really fascinating. And of course, we'd all like to be in the fascinating camp, right? If we're going to write a diary. So what do we write about?
Well, you know, I don't try to be fascinating. And it probably shows in most of my entries. I write for myself. But, you know, I've been doing the same thing. I've been reading other people's diaries through, you know, at the Iowa Women's Archives. I read them in London. I went to a place called the Great Diary Project, where they store diaries by everyday people. And some of them are deathly dull, but some of them are really fascinating. And, you know, I guess I'm of two minds in terms of whether you make your diary interesting or not. I would say do the diary for yourself. It will probably be interesting some of the time to other people, and it probably won't be interesting to people other times. I would also say that I've been looking through the Iowa Women's Archives diary list online to see, well, who do I want to read? What diary here speaks to me? Who's going to be one of my soul sisters at the archives? And, you know, I thought originally maybe it would be people like me, you know, somebody who's a journalist that came to Iowa 30 years ago, or somebody who's Jewish living in Iowa. And I only got to the B's, where I suddenly found this woman who had written a diary about her family, chronicling her family's quarantine during the smallpox outbreak in 1921, 100 years ago almost. And I thought, oh, I didn't even think I would be interested in this woman living in a small town in Olwine necessarily in the 1920s. And that's a diary that, once I can finally go back to the Iowa Women's Archives, I would really like to read right now.
When people sit down to write, as you've said, this is something that has helped you as a writer because you're not afraid of the blank page. But a lot of us are afraid of the blank page, and that's hard. Do you have some prompts to help people get started?
Definitely, yeah. It's as easy as sitting down and writing what your day was like. What'd you do today? Well, who'd you talk to? What was work like? What was it like having your kids home, trying to teach them because they can't go to their school? What was it like riding a bike during the pandemic? What was it like going to the grocery store? Just start writing about your day, and you'll be, I think, pleasantly surprised to see what comes out. And, you know, inevitably you can start thinking, what's different now? What's changed? What do I miss? What have I missed? Did you miss your kids' high school graduation? Did you miss your dad's 85th birthday celebration? Just, you know, talk about what's the world around you, right in your own little world. You can also talk about if you were in Des Moines last night and there was, you know, considerable unrest in the streets. I know in my neighborhood, we were only a few miles away from a Target that was being looted, and you know, very angry, in some cases very justifiably angry people, what was it like to be going to bed at night with that happening 3 miles away from your house?
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, in thinking about that, of course, you want to write about your personal experiences. You're a journalist. I'm a journalist. It's hard to hear you say that without thinking, well, wouldn't we need to write about the peaceful protest that took place in Des Moines yesterday, where the police officers kneeled with the protesters?
Yes.
Is there some kind of responsibility to make sure that you are looking more broadly, or because this is a diary, maybe it doesn't matter?
I don't owe anybody anything in a diary, frankly. I owe myself. I mean, it's for me. My working life is as a journalist. And, you know, if those two overlap, I mean, there'll be things that I'll write in my journal that I'll think, oh, this is a story, or this is a fresh thought on a story that I probably wouldn't have thought if I was sitting in front of a computer, you know, or working with an editor. But yeah, I mean, I guess on some level, just because I am a journalist, I am very interested in the world around me and in chronicling it, but my diary doesn't have to be the place for that. And that's the liberating thing about a diary. You don't even have to get your facts right. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's really true. You might get the number of fatalities in Davenport wrong today, or you might get the number of people that were marching down the street from the Target wrong. If you want to share it later in some sort of form that is much more public and professional, you clean it up. You go back and you check your facts. But for me, at least, that's not what my diary is about. My diary is messy. It's not always well written. There's misspellings. My purpose is not to be perfect. My purpose is to get things out.
I am not a diary keeper myself, but I was as a teenager, and
sure.
I've gone back and I've read those diaries, and it's really embarrassing.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I think that's an interesting question, too. We're writing during this time and hoping to capture a moment in time and what life is like. But also, when you write a diary, it is therapeutic, and you share things that you don't ever want anybody else to see ever, ever, ever.
Yes,
so
exactly.
How do you balance that? Is this a different kind of diary?
Well, I mean, I think that was always my thought, that this was very private stuff and I was never going to share it. And then as I got older and realized that, oh, yes, I may die someday and I got to make a will, and then what do I do with all this stuff? And the diaries were sitting there. And I just basically realized that I couldn't throw them away. I couldn't even physically do it. Like, what would I do? I've had friends that have thrown away diaries. I've thrown away my mother's diaries, which I now feel sick about. And I found out about the Iowa Women's Archives, and I thought, okay, this is a place that, you know, they'll be useful. People will be able to look back at, you know, women's contributions, which are often overlooked. They'll be able to see what our lives were like. And, you know, at a time when the truth is under attack, you know, maybe this will help set the record straight. So I thought, great, that's what I'll do. And then I realized, wait a minute. I really have written some extremely personal things here. And do I really want those to be public? And I've written about other people. So there's some major questions that I've had to try to work out and explore, which is what I'm doing in the book I'm writing. And I haven't figured them all out, and I can't tell you that I'm completely comfortable with the decision I've made as far as donating my diaries. But yeah, I mean, I also would say that I've looked back at some of my youthful diaries, and I'm horrified. And sometimes I'm proud. I think, wow, okay, I made the right call there. Or other times I think, oh my God, you know, that was wrong. I was stupid. But, you know, it's life. It's you change, you evolve. And, you know, I have to add also that it's been interesting to look back at my diaries for those events that were really big, momentous events that you've told these stories over and over again, you've polished them like a stone, and I've written down those stories now, and then I've gone back to the actual day that that story happened to see if that at all corresponds to what I've been telling people for years. And that's been very interesting as well.
Fascinating. So we have just about a minute left right now. If someone is thinking, you know, I should be recording this, what's your best advice on how to get started?
Sit down in a quiet place. I write at night. Some people write in the morning. And just talk about whatever is in your head. Don't worry about it being perfect. It can just be, if you're stuck, you can't figure out what to write, just start writing about your day. Start at the beginning. What did you do in the morning? What did you do in the afternoon? What did you do for work? What did you do with your kids? What did you do with your spouse? And I guarantee you some interesting stuff will come out.
I think a lot of us, when we think about diaries, we think about those little journals with the lock on them. You know, there are many special books you can buy. Do you need anything special to write a diary?
Well, that's funny. I'm sort of gotten a bit particular about diaries. I started with those initial diaries with clasp, and I have to say they're all broken now. I use a blank book. I should also add that, you know, if you don't want to write, you can also draw, you can illustrate, you could do a scrapbook, you could write online, you could blog if that's what you wanted to. You don't have to do anything similar to what I'm doing, but I personally prefer a blank book. No lines. I'm kind of obsessive about no lines. Certain type of pen that just kind of rolls slowly and carefully and doesn't bleed through the paper. And, you know, just find a quiet place to collect your thoughts.
Betsy, thank you so much for talking with me. And when your memoir is done, I hope you'll come back and we can talk about all the stuff you wrote about in all those 47 years of diaries.
Not all of it, but some of it. Well, thanks, Charity. I really appreciate it. And thanks for your interest.
Betsy Rubiner is a freelance writer and a former reporter for the Des Moines Register. She has been keeping a diary for 47 years and, as we mentioned, is working on her memoir. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Backcountry in Des Moines, a boutique that believes, as Twain said, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Located at 2702 Beaver Avenue, Backcountry curates clothing and gear for people who travel, in mind now, and in person soon.